Right, a visit to the dentist is always one filled with dread, but let's just take advantage of what is Dental Health Week and go to our first guest. He is an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Dr. James Unesi is with us. G'day, Dr. James.
Oh, hello there. Thank you for having me on the program.
Do you have any sharp needles in your hands right now, Doc, or can I continue without sweat?
No. I've put all the sharps away.
Great.
Just an iPad.
That's great. That's the way I like to deal with my dentist friends. Now, we're going to talk the dreaded wisdom teeth today. Sometimes they're a nightmare for everybody. Do we have two or four? And sometimes they come out. Sometimes we go through life without even being bothered by them. But why are they called wisdom teeth, I guess, is the first logical question.
Yes. The wisdom teeth is a name given to the third molars because they are the teeth that erupt at around age 18. It's quite variable. It can take up to several years before any evidence of it is shown. So the getting of wisdom, the maturity that goes with getting of wisdom is associated with the time of eruption of the third of the molar teeth.
Hilarious.
And hence the name.
At a time when our teenagers are doing incredibly stupid things, like wisdom teeth, right? Now, would I be correct with these stats? Around 85% of adults have to have their wisdom teeth removed?
It's a modern problem. I don't exactly know what the stats are, but there is a large number of people who can't accommodate them in their mouth. Mm. More people are unable to benefit from them in the long term than otherwise. It seems right that sort of number would come up. I didn't think it was quite as high as that, but I don't have stats handy to offer you.
I went in confidently with the stat, but it might not be right. It seems high. But anyway, I mean, what's their purpose? They must have developed for some reason.
Oh, yes. They are to be considered spare teeth in an evolutionary sense. Mm-hmm. When we were in the caves fighting the mammoths, we would have broken our teeth fighting the animals, eating hard foods and whatnot. And so we would have lost our teeth early, and then it would have meant that there would be the possibility of pushing forward with the third of the molar teeth, pushing the second molar tooth forward, and then replacing the first molar tooth that would have been erupted at around age six.
Oh, okay, yes.
And
yeah.
This is incidentally why they're called six-year-old molars, 12-year-old molars, and of course the third molar or the wisdom teeth.
Yeah, gotcha. We'll talk about the mammoths. There's tusk envy for you. Never beat those guys. And so we all have wisdom.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah. We all have we all have wisdom teeth, I assume, but yes. They don't come into play for everybody.
Not everybody has them, and it is possible to have more than the requisite number of teeth. One condition we call supernumerary teeth is when there is extra teeth in a mouth. They can be just as simple as an extra tooth, or they can in fact be a tumor of extra teeth. So it is possible to have more than the requisite number. It is also possible not to have them. In fact, the teeth that are usually missing are at the end of each series. Now, if you were to count from the front back, there are two incisor teeth, one canine tooth, two premolar teeth, and of course the three molars. So at the end of each series, it is possible to have extra teeth. It is equally possible to be missing a tooth.
Yeah.
Now, since molars butt off one after the other, you must think of this idea as enough dough to bake cakes with.
Yeah, right.
So you fashion a bit of dough into a cake. And then you go and make another one until you run out of dough. So
gotcha.
It is possible to have small ones or missing ones in that sense. The way teeth develop, in fact, is very similar. The so-called germ line series, they produce the actual tooth in a soft manner, which is then calcified after. So the framework's there. And that's then calcified afterwards.
Now, Dr. James, I take it by your title, you're some sort of super dentist if you're a maxillofacial surgeon. I dare say that these wisdom teeth cause us a little bit of grief. Who hasn't sat in the chair with several fingers down their mouth and a dentist saying, this one might be impacted,
yes.
The dreaded words. What does that mean and what's the potential problem?
Well, impacted teeth can be of two forms. As I must step back a little bit. Each tooth actually lives inside a so-called bony crypt. So they are secured the way you might imagine a tent held by guy ropes onto sand.
Yeah.
You will have teeth held by so-called periodontal ligament onto the bone inside the crypt. And then the soft tissue lining, the mucosa, the gingiva, or the gum, is around it. Now, a tooth that hasn't erupted properly could have one of two sorts of impactions. Bony impaction is where it hasn't actually negotiated its bony crypt to physically make its way through.
Yep.
And the alternative is where it might have done that, but hasn't managed to negotiate the gum to come into the mouth.
Right,
so they
yeah.
can be bony impactions, or they can be soft tissue impactions.
All right. Potential problems include what, Doc?
Well, the biggest one of all is, of course, inflammation. Inflammation comes when a tooth partly erupts. So there is, if you will, an envelope forms of soft tissue with the tooth part erupted. The mouth is 37 degrees, nice and moist with the saliva. It's ideal for bacteria to flourish. This is a condition we refer to as pericoronitis, literally meaning inflammation around a part erupted crown or of a tooth. So because it has a tendency to recur, it's recurrent bacterial pericoronitis
mm-hmm.
in full.
All right.
So that's the biggest worry. Other worries include pressure on the adjacent teeth and pushing forward. You know, nature still wants to achieve what has been programmed into us, and accordingly, the teeth can press one against the other to replace teeth that aren't lost. Remember when we were first talking about how at the times of the mammoth we would have broken our teeth?
Yes.
So the same notion continues. The nature of our makeup is such that we still want to achieve what was inherent in us, but of course that can't happen, so things get pushed out. Think, if you will, of a queue of people. Somebody starts elbowing others, so someone will have to stand out of line.
Yes.
This is really most relevant to orthodontists who've done lovely job of finishing a dentition into its exact position. The wisdom teeth can unravel some of that lovely work for them.
Oh, the naughty things. Look, I think we need to devote more time to the wisdom teeth, and I feel like I missed the boat. The getting of wisdom is many decades past for me, and I believe I still have all my four wisdom. So
well,
I'm a time bomb
wiser,
ticking.
Doesn't it?
I'm a time bomb ticking, Dr. James. Mate,
makes
appreciate
you
your time today.
No,
if people
my
want to
pleasure.
Find out more, just head to the website sah.org.au. That's the website for the SAN, the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Nice, timely health check. Have a fabulous dental health week, Doctor, and we'll chat down the track.